Welcome back to the Wearably Weird podcast, your home for bite-sized episodes of footwear knowledge. Today we're going to be looking at the question, why is the Converse logo on the inside of the shoe? Now this is a really common question. I definitely thought about it myself a few times before I decided to stop and research it and put this together. But if you've ever owned a pair of Converse sneakers, it's likely you'll have felt a little bit confused as well when realizing the logo patch is on the inside ankle of the shoe. It seems kind of counterintuitive. After all, why would you place the logo in the least visible part of the sneaker? Despite its strangeness, there is a great reason for its placement, which is surprisingly clever. In 1921, Converse hired basketball player Charles Taylor, whose signature Chuck Taylor shoes sport the logo on the inside. Legend has it that the patch was added as a bit of protection for the inner ankle and to lean into the company name, which is defined by being in reverse order or opposite. The logo was placed conversely to the logical spot as a creative nod to the brand name. It's easy to overlook Converse's role in basketball. These days, brands like Nike, Adidas, and Reebok dominate the sport, but Converse was the first to produce an athletic shoe with a rubber sole. They've been worn by legends such as Julius, Dr. J. Irving, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird. Thus, when Nike brought them in 2003, they were buying hoop history, complete with its logo on the inside of the shoe. Converse's decline on the basketball court led it to be embraced as the counterculture sneaker of choice. The seemingly strange placement of the logo seems to fit well with the counterculture image the sneakers have today. Being a little bit odd is cool. Their boom in popularity among those who favour counterculture ideals wasn't just due to their name or quirky logo placement. Many of their shoes are vegan, even the glue. In addition, Converse was made in the USA until 2001, and there was considerable concern in the 80s and 90s about sweatshop-produced sneakers, so Converse appealed ethically to many people due to these reasons, but the unique logo placement also appealed to cultural rebels. I hope that answered the question as to why the Converse logo is on the inside of the shoe. Pretty interesting, huh? This has been Lorna, the host of the Wearably Weird podcast, and I will catch you next time.